Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford
91.5.
That's Community Radio.
Bizarro World?
Job coming and dreading it. Like death itself.
What? I terrified you from the first, Doctor.
I still do.
You're afraid of me and you hate me. Why?
Because you're a man. And you're right. I have always known about man. From the evidence, I believe his wisdom must walk hand in hand with his idiocy. His emotions must rule his brain. He must be a warlike creature who gives battle to everything around him, even himself.
There are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution. Even in the book's introduction itself, there's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education systems worldwide.
planet where apes evolved from men?
Leash.
That was different. We thought you were inferior.
Now you know better.
Thorny devil, a thorny problem for evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose Creation Museum has drawn 1.5 million people in just over 4 years.
In my home country of Australia, there's a little lizard called Moloch horridus. Its nickname is the thorny devil. Now, when you see them, you can't help but notice the thorns all over their bodies. Those thorns are important, though. You see, where they live, it mightn't rain for 3 to 5 years. So how do these creatures survive with no water for so long? Well, it has a great design feature. Grooves are found over the lizard's entire body. When the Moloch goes outside in the morning, moisture condenses and forms on their thorns. The moisture runs down the thorns and into the grooves. And then the lizard can move water from anywhere on its body to the corner of its mouth, and then it takes a drink. It's amazing. Only our Creator God could design such an incredibly complex set of processes.
Today's your last day to call and receive a copy of our fascinating pocket guide on dinosaurs. We'll answer the many mysteries surrounding these incredible creatures. For your donation of any size, we'll mail you this faith-building 96-page pocket guide. So call us toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. You can reach our nonprofit ministry at 888-89-ANSWERS or go to our easy-to-use website of answersoffer.org.
Sun, baby, crazy like a man, baby, love sharper than the knife, baby, confusion, a trail of my life, baby, regret in the palm of my hand, baby, but I don't remember, baby, I can't let it go, baby, something to what I did, baby, what I don't want to know, baby, history of my stories, baby, endings, tattered glories, baby. Baby, look at you, baby, been through a mill of your own, baby, you've seen some sad times too, baby, still there's a good life for you, baby, no real need to rush, baby, just be careful what you do, baby, I can see in your eyes, baby, you've been a victim before, baby, of people like the devil and me, baby, the devil and me, baby, baby, can't you see, baby, the devil and me, baby, it's nothing you done, baby, it's the way I run, baby, it's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are bringing you the Devils and Demons Halloween Spooktacular. We kicked off the last set with some Christian heavy metal rockers, Striper, to hell with the devil. And the way I see this thing always, the way I see this having worked out in many Christian households was that the kids who wanted to listen to Kiss and AC/DC and Motley Crue, but weren't allowed to from their parents because of their religion, that they'd learn about Stryper and they'd go and they'd buy the album and they'd play it. And their father would come in and say, "What kind of heavy metal devil's music are you listening to?" And be like, Dad, no, this is good Christian heavy metal music. Listen to the lyrics. They're saying to hell with the devil. And they're saying not to fornicate and things like that. Well, I don't know that Stryper had that kind of message, but they certainly were full of praise for Jesus and God. And apparently disdain for the devil. And then we heard Fatboy Slim collaborating with Macy Gray on a song called Demons. And then it was my Plastic Sushi Evolution remix of Infected Mushroom's song Devil. And I had a bunch of clips from the original Planet of the Apes movie with Charlton Heston and Roddy McDowell. And then we also had that young Earth creationist crackpot, Ken Ham. He is a fundamentalist Christian who believes that every word in the Bible is literally true and that God created the Earth, certainly within the last 10,000 years. When he created the rest of the universe. And Ken Ham's description about the thorny devil being a thorny problem for evolution, it's no problem at all. It's just there were incremental ways that beetle feature came to be developed naturally by evolution. And then we heard a song by John Trudell, the Native American activist and incredibly talented singer, who's unfortunately dead right now. But I want to thank Chuck Yu for originally turning me on to John Trudell. Maybe it was in one of his compilations. But in any case, Chuck called in and got me doing a little bit more training and figuring out for our newly restored WMFO phone lines. I had a little difficulty getting that up, but it's the most difficult thing that there is here being a DJ, answering the phones, and we've got a tricky set of buttons. But thanks, Chuck. And you can catch Chuck sometimes filling in here on WMFO, but he has a regular gig on WMBR, Boston's leftmost station on your dial at 88.1 FM. And him and Bruce Sylvester are currently alternating with the show Troubadour, which is on Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. And I believe next week Chuck will be on because Bruce Sylvester was on this past week. So in the next set for you, well, right now we're listening to Jack Malmsteen and a song called Satan Takes a Holiday, coming to us from Ultra Lounge Volume 3 Space Capades. And thanks so much to Coffee and Smoke's Alex for turning me on to the whole Ultra Lounge series. In the next set, our final set of the evening, we're going to be hearing some classic rock with Deep Purple and John Lord's mighty C3 organ and Jimmy and Richie Blackmore's Strat, among other musicians in that band. And we're going to hear from Eric Clapton, a cover of him covering Robert Johnson, Me and the Devil Blues. Have some audio clips from Twin Peaks in there and an AC/DC song for ya. But it's a newer one from their album Power Up, Demon Fire. Also some in excess with the devil inside and a scary public service message. Oh, yeah. We're going to finish with some hard rock and cult. But in between all this genre jumping, yeah, we're going to start off with an instrumental from Alan Parsons, who was the engineer for... The engineer, not the producer. That's, let's be clear about that. But for Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And then he became a quite good producer himself. But here is a song from the Alan Parsons Project, an instrumental called Lucifer. For you now on WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries in Time, Devils and Demons, Halloween Spooktacular.
Fear no evil, for you are with me.
Oh no, we're all doomed.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person.
I don't mind just what you say. I never hurt you, baby. Never hurt you anyway. Turn away. I've known it, baby, almost every day. Slide, slide, like a demon's eye. Thank you.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
Early this morning, knocked upon my door. Early this morning, knocked upon my door. And I said, hello, sailor, I believe it's time to go. Me and the devil were walking side by side. Me and the devil were walking side by side. I'm gonna beat my woman until I get satisfied. She said, you don't see why that I'm a dog around. My baby, you know you're doing it. She said, you don't see why.
Is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke?
He loves to drive him crazy with his evil lips. Great guns ablazing. My deadly trip. On a deadline.
Now!
with all the bad intentions. Gonna send you down.
Like taking candy from a baby.
Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. It usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. We'll be right back.
look in her eyes. Threads on leather, flesh on mind. Words and weapons, sharp on knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died.
Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
You like drugs, don't you?
I love drugs.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time, Devils and Demons Halloween Spooktacular. Yes, all songs about devils and demons. We began that final set with the Alan Parsons Project and his instrumental Lucifer. And then we heard from George W. Bush, his reading of the 23rd Psalm during the 9/11 tragedy. And then I was having a very scary public service message excerpts sprinkled throughout that set. We heard from Deep Purple with Demon's Eye, and then Eric Clapton covering a Robert Johnson song, Me and the Devil Blues. AC/DC gave us Demon Fire from their Power Up album, and then we heard from In Excess, the 12-inch mix of Devil Inside. And that public service message I mentioned, How to Seduce. And we concluded with The Cult and Lil Devil. Thanks so much for listening. I did want to mention that, you know, autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England, and we've been having some of the absolute best of the year these last few days. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now, like tomorrow, is the perfect time to get outside and walk, and next week too. Run or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the spectacular fall colors. Breathe in the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Yes, this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. DJs who care. So, yeah, thanks to you for listening. Thanks to John Fisk for tuning in. Switching to WMFO from our sister station, WZBC. Thanks to Philip. And stay tuned for Jordan, who's going to be filling in for Smoke Breaks promptly at 10 p.m. We're going to leave you with one last bit of ambiance here.